In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's listen to Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley with NBC after the game. Entertaining interview. These two guys, obviously, big smiles after a big win.
All smiles down here. Jalen, you are now on a 7-game win streak. What is this team capable of?
We just got to keep building. We got to keep building. You know, momentum is the fakest thing out there because it can end and begin at any moment. And so we just want to continue to build, learn from our mistakes, and play good ball. Play good ball.
Speaking of playing good ball, can you explain what it is like to have Saquon Barkley on your team?
the laugh and the smile should say it all. He's a hell of a player. He's the best in the league. He's the best at what he does.
And he had a career high in rushing yards tonight, 255. What was working for you?
255.
What do you think, Jalen?
You're a bad man.
It goes up front. The guys up front did an excellent job. We went in the half knowing that we were laying on them, and the run game was going to pop open. So just continue to trust in the scheme, trust in those guys, and they make me look a lot better out there.
Well, you told me earlier that you're having the most fun now and that you're letting yourself celebrate. We saw you blow a kiss to the crowd. How much fun is all of this?
I got a fresh start. I'm around a great group of guys. The whole organization is amazing from top to bottom and welcomed me in with open arms. So I'm having fun. I'm ready to go out there and continue to play at a high level and get ready for next week.
Jalen's laughing over here. Why are you laughing?
Just enjoying the moment. Got a hell of a player. We're going to need him to continue to play the way he's playing and continue to build. But hell of a player. Happy to have him.
All right, that's Jalen Hurts and Saquon, and obviously with Melissa Stark postgame last night. Tremendous job. Now, unfortunately, the win, as tremendous as it was, there is the really horrible news that Brandon Graham's out for the year. Let's listen as BG broke this news last night to the media in the locker room shortly after the game. I know a lot of people went to sleep. I'm sure there are any number of thousands of you listening right now, finding out right now, if you're just tuning in, Brandon Graham is out for the season. Here's his announcement after the game last night.
I tore my tricep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got chipped. Got hit in my elbow. Brandon Graham. Tore my tricep. But, man, hey, like I told the boys, man, we got the missing still the missing. You know, we pour everything we can into this game. You know, if I say I trust God, I trust God. So, man, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm about to enjoy this little rehab, and then I'm about to enjoy leading the team, you know, the rest of the year. As soon as I can be back out there, I'm going to be out there. But, man, we was having fun out there. And we still going to have fun. But, I'm definitely, as a player, I'm out for the year.
All right, you can hear his disappointment, but also his positivity. It's incredible. I mean, the guy is one of
I don't know how he does that.
I don't either, John. He's out for the year.
You're out for the year because you got this deformity. Like, you can tell it's bad. You know, it's bad.
Yeah,
done.
They didn't wait till Monday to announce it or Wednesday. Like, he knew he's done.
Mm.
We all wondered.
He's
saying
he's excited about moving forward.
Excited for rehab. Seltzer, you excited for rehab? Who the hell is excited for rehab?
It's hard. Nobody,
ever. It's really hard.
This guy, James, put into words the Brandon Graham thing from your perspective.
He is so unique as a human being.
Yep.
I mean, I consider myself a pretty positive guy. I try to bring a positive outlook and be in a good mood and all that. And I pale in comparison to this guy.
Like, we all do.
If that were me, like, there's no possible way I would sound like that. It's amazing to see the way he goes about his business.
When I was injured for the season, I was on crutches. It was in Detroit. I was inconsolably just bawling my eyes out in the shower by myself, knowing it was over maybe forever. You know, like it's a season-ending injury.
Yeah.
It's catastrophic.
And for him, it really, 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 absolutely, really might be forever.
At 36 years old, yeah. It's how do you know that it's even possible to return from this?
Now, I think
those questions are bouncing around in his head.
Sure.
And he's saying, I can't wait to get after the rest of this season with my teammates.
Yeah. I like to think that how well he was playing was going to lead to him being back. And then how we would want him back.
I think it's possible. Yeah. I think this reinforces everyone's love and support.
No question
about that. Yeah. And maybe that helps too.
Yeah. But it's a sad situation. And it hurts the team.
Because
he was great last night.
He was playing better than we've seen in years. He was physically dominant.
Incredible.
The power that he was generating this year, he was striking people and shocking them.
All right. So one more from Brandon after the game, because you wonder, like, how in the heck did it happen? I mean, you see him sitting on the bench at one point being tended to, but we had no idea during the broadcast he was going to be out for the year. Here's his explanation of what happened.
It was a pass play. The running back came and chipped me right on, like, right here on my arm. And I thought it was just, like, you know, because I would have been dealing with my tricep anyway, just from, like, you know, just from pushing people. You know, you get a little tendonitis. But this time it was different. Like, you know, he hit me and it was stung a little longer. And then when they tried to examine me, I knew someone, right? And he told me. And, you know, I just tried to process it out there and then end up leaving off, you know, call my wife and, you know, just let her know the news and, you know, kids crying. But it's like, look, at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. No sense of crying about it. Just got to know that I put everything into it. It hurt, but I'm telling you, like, I'm going to be better from it.
What a tremendous disappointment. But what a guy.
I hadn't heard that before. That's interesting. He was suffering from tendonitis in that tricep already, which I can tell you from experience, the longer you play, the more accustomed you get to just dealing with tendonitis.
Well, he's played more games than any Eagle, so yes. Let's start with that reality.
Tendonitis in places that he never complains about, never talks about, yep. But he's handling that on a daily basis. I think it's interesting that it was already bothering him. It could have contributed to the fact that when it got hit, it was a little wonky to where it could tear.
Yep. Now, so, look, it's a sad thing, but it was a great game. And obviously, Brandon will be, I'm sure, just like Jason Peters was, you know, back in 2017, you know, as a guy helping the other players, you know, basically becoming a coach, so to speak. I'm sure BG will take on that role. Not that he didn't already, but now he'll have more time for it. Also,
the loss of leadership is just so huge.
It's big.
He provided for those young kids along that
line. No, it's big. The other thing is, you know, we'll find out later today, perhaps after our show or tomorrow, if he's part of our show tomorrow, because obviously he's normally with us on Tuesdays from 7:40 to 8:10, and I would imagine still will be if he isn't dealing with surgery or rehab or whatever. So we'll see tomorrow if he's part of the show, but obviously anytime he's able to do it, we look forward to talking to him. And we love, and I speak not just for us here, four of us. I mean, Philadelphia, surrounding community, we all love Brandon Graham and want to see nothing but good things for him. So, all right, so BG out. The team, though, marches on 9-2, playing great ball. Bat of the Bone Award shortly, Merrill Montage shortly, plus Ray Dittinger at 7:55 today. Let's go to Bashir right now. Bashir, you're on WIP.
John, guys, how y'all doing today?
Doing well, Bashir.
Generally pretty excited. Bummed on BG, but what a victory, man. Holy hell.
Is your name Bashir?
Basir. Joe's always going to say my name wrong. It don't even matter.
Basir. That's why I wanted to ask.
All right, well, James, Basir. Put an H on here. I need B-A-H. Like, bah. I need one of them, and then I'll know.
Really?
Yeah.
B-A is
I won't remember.
Enough.
If he calls in 3 weeks, I won't remember. Put an H, and I got it.
But, no, I think the point I found in this game is, you know, with Saquon, you never be too thirsty to have, like, your moment. Like, the man had 302 total yards, and he could have had his most yardage in the Giants game, but he was so, like, he wanted other people to eat, and I'm just proud that he had finally got his moment.
Well, I'll say this, he got his moment in a big way in this sense. He really elevated the MVP push last night because that was national TV. It was Eagles record setting. It was almost NFL record setting. He's now on pace to break Dickerson's record for the most yards ever in a season. Like, he last night elevated himself big time.
No doubt.
Now, and then I will say the BG thing definitely, it definitely hurts. But, you know, I think it gives more room for guys like maybe Huff, Nolan Smith. I think
Jalix Hunt needs to be good in a hurry. And
Nolan Smith.
That's asking a lot.
And Nolan Smith, I mean, they're the guys.
They need to pick up. They're going to have more reps, all of them. And the thing that's crazy is they've been out there. They've actually been out there on the field, and it's almost like they're hard to find at times because they're so quiet.
But I'll say this. They must be doing something right, though, the combination, because the defense has picked it up. So these guys can't be sieves.
But we're not getting Jalix Hunt any production.
Bryce Huff is off the map for the time being while he's out. I mean, right now what you're down to is Josh Sweat, who's had a good last month. He really has played well. You've got Nolan Smith and you've got Jalix Hunt. That's it. And then you're going to be popping some guys.
And you've got Moro Ojomo, who I think can swing back and forth inside and outside. But there's not much left. And inside you got Jordan Davis, who you know is the run stopper, and the Thomas Booker, the fourth.
Look, I want to see him win a Super Bowl. Seltzer, can they call Chris Long? How old is he?
Yeah, sure. I would take him to
Chris
sack.
Long's like 210 pounds now.
Yeah. Don't care.
What about Clyde Simmons? Can they get Clyde or Trent or one of these guys? I mean, listen, they are light right there. And PG was playing
very
great.
Much
all right,
so.
Let's do what we do right around this time every Monday. When it's a loss, it's a blame ball. When it's a win, it's a game ball. Either way, it's the Bad of the Bone Award. And this, of course, the badass variety, the we catch your ass type of Bad of the Bone Award, otherwise known as a game ball. We'll hand a couple out here. John, who are you giving a game ball to?
I think it's kind of automatic when our run game goes the way Saquon made it go.
Yep.
Man, it really is special. He's the most exciting back I can remember watching. It takes me back to like childhood. That level of holy cow, what is he going to do when he gets the ball in his hands? It really, man, it's so special. This guy is going to continue to do what appear to be magical things because it's sustainable. This offensive line, they destroy the defensive line. They mash them, blow them off the ball. It's like a raft that just moves downfield. Saquon rides that raft and then enters the rest of the ocean and it's over.
His cuts, though, were also incredible.
Oh, and
I don't know how
unlikely.
He does that.
They're so sharp. The sharpness, the abruptness, the unexpectedness of those cuts. And then he's in the open.
Yeah.
And then he's got what looks like 4.25 speed to take it the distance every time.
It's wild. Seltzer, game ball, who are you giving it to?
Yeah, pretty easy after Saquon, I think. I'm not missing the opportunity to potentially give Brandon Graham his last Bad to the Bone Award. And it's not just that he got hurt. He was awesome.
Yep.
I said it earlier.
Yeah.
It's one of the best games Brandon Graham has ever played in an Eagles uniform. He was all over the field. He was so awesome last night. So, obviously I would give it to him anyway, but he deserved it with his play. He was phenomenal.
Totally agree. Rhea, there's some deserving choices still left. What do you got here?
I'm going to go with the Eagles offensive line because basically, you know, what Saquon's been able to do behind that line. You know, he's got, John, you had mentioned the yards before contact. The game last night, 213 rushing yards before contact. This season, 616 yards before contact. The holes that they're opening for him, and he's way more explosive than I've ever been, but I think you really got to give credit to what the offensive line is doing in terms of opening those holes.
So look, I still got three or four names written down here. I'll go with this because I think it's really deserving, and I thought it was his best game of the year last night. Jalen Hurts was phenomenal. He was totally in control. You know, obviously it helps to have the line, and it helps to have, you know, the running back, and it helps to have AJ. But Hurts was awesome. His running lately has been great. I don't, you know, as soon as he threw that incompletion that ultimately wouldn't have counted, even if it had been completed to Goddard in the end zone because Dotson was lined up offside. Like, when he missed that, I said to Amy from Villanova, I'm like, that's no big deal because he normally completes that. That's never been, to me, the issue. Like, the accuracy, he's fine with that stuff. It was deciphering what's going on, getting the ball out. And last night, he was much better at it. He has been over the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's making great strides. He's also running more and running more effectively. He's in command. His tush pushes are a major part of what they do. I mean, it's part of how they run their operation because it gives them the ability on third downs and second downs to run certain types of plays, knowing they still got that in their back pocket. He has played for a couple weeks now so much better and less than I thought was clearly his best game of the year. Now, I do want to give one honorable mention because I actually thought Jalen was going to be off the board by the time it got to me. I just want to give an honorable mention to Howie Roseman. And let me tell you why. So I'm watching that game last night, and I'm watching certain players succeed for the Eagles. And I'm thinking, think how many of these guys on their way in the door were doubted by many of us on their way in the door, but how we chose them. It starts, obviously, with Jalen Hurts in the draft pick. Right? I mean, that was the most criticized draft pick ever in Philadelphia sports history. Okay, let's start with that. Let's talk about Landon Dickerson. I mean, this was a guy that had, what, 3 ACL tears? And people are like, you can't draft that guy. He is unbelievable. Let's talk about Saquon. Everybody knew Saquon was good. I didn't know he was this great. I'd say probably none of us knew he was this great. But even those that believed in him as a player thought, $13 million a year for a running back? I don't know about that. A.J. Brown, very similar. You knew you were getting a great player, but $100 million for a wide receiver? Some people were in, some people were out. He nailed that one. I mean, how about keeping Sirianni? Now, ultimately, it's a Lurie call, but I guarantee you Howie Roseman had a hand in it. I mean, if you go through the roster, and I look at my team versus your team, the other team obviously being the Rams, I mean, the Eagles won this game for a whole bunch of reasons last night, and Saquon's the biggest. Well, maybe the biggest is just the Eagles are just a superior team. So Howie Roseman deserves a lot of credit, but again, the parts of the team last night, I mean, there were so many dominant. A.J. was dominant. Jalen was dominant. Saquon was dominant. It was nuts. All right, the Merrill montage, how it sounded last night here on WIP.
The offense was dominant in large part because of the effort of everyone else around Saquon, too. I thought that was spectacular last night. The effort given by guys that no one even watches, guys who are playing H-back. You know, like the third tight end.
The blocking was great.
The wide receivers downfield blocking.
Brayton Covey had a great block on one of Saquon's long runs.
My point, exactly. Yeah. Everyone was getting after it, doing that dirty work that no one sees.
And by the way, Cooper DeJean with plays on defense.
Awesome. No, it
incredible.
Well, Cooper DeJean is next level good to be able to do. This is slot cornerback as a rookie to begin with.
Incredible.
It's amazing. But on the offensive side of things, it just continues to amaze me and grow. I wanted to say earlier, Kellen Moore got into a rhythm in this game where he was almost predictive. He would expect the blitz and call a play that would take full advantage of the blitz. Not just the fact that it was a blitz, but the place that it was a blitz. And it just felt really, I felt really good for him, feeling like he was, man, just a master of his domain.
He was on
yesterday.
It, man. He was on, well, and I don't know about that reference, but yeah.
I don't know. What is that?
You don't know? You don't know Seinfeld?
I don't remember.
Okay. No. Seltzer, you want to help him out?
The contest, buddy. Come on.
We'll let that one go. All right, let's go to the phones. All right, Merrill Montage shortly, plus Ray Dittinger in about 10 minutes. Chuck in Mount Airy right now. What's going on, Chuck?
Yo, John and Rhea. How you doing today?
Great, Chuck.
Hey, listen, I just want to say this, right? Saquon, he's a monster. He's like a sideborn. But you know why Saquon got off like that? No, I'm serious. Like, you know, Kellen Moore is a genius. And I was telling anybody with 2 ears that would listen to me when he first came here, this guy's going to change this offense. See, what Kellen Moore did, right? See, everybody's game plan is to stop Saquon. Kellen Moore came out and said, you know what? I know you guys are going to game plan to stop Saquon, but I got news for you. I've got a passing game, too. So he passed the ball, you know, the first couple drives to loosen up that defense. And then, boom, you got a running back behind you that can go for 70, 80 yards that can break it for you. But see, he loosened that defense up. To be able now, you don't know who to stop. Now this team is now they're destined. They're destined, and the defense is just
well. They're not destined, but they put themselves in position to have a good shot.
This is Saquon is going to change. Is going to, I hope, change the market for backs. Change the perception of backs. Think about how the NFL has become all about big plays now. It's all about getting big plays. It's all about stopping big plays. He is a big play. Saquon, like, and you don't even have to scheme it. Like, well, okay, no. you scheme the blocking in front of it, but you know, pass routes where you have to break guys open downfield, you know that you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about the ball traveling through the air and possibly being intercepted. You hand the ball to him as the safest transmission form possible, and he takes it to the house. That's yeah. a beautiful, beautiful feature that we have not enjoyed to this degree ever.
Yeah, ever.
You know, I called Celts and I called ESP a couple weeks ago, and I said, listen, I dreamed that he broke the season single record. Now, he's right there. He's right there. And, Joe, listen, don't get too cocky.
He can do
Joe.
It.
Because we need Devontae Smith, Joe.
Oh, I was, Joe. I was, you know, I was joking. Of course we want to see Devontae play.
Yeah, because you get when we need to go. Listen, I'll tell you, this team right now is the best team in football. And I tell you, because of their physicality. The offensive line is great.
Look, they might be.
The line is great. And I tell you, this is secondary and second to none. And I want to cry. BG, my heart out to you, brother. We're going to win it for you, though, while you're on the sideline, man. Just keep coaching up those young guys, man. Let's go, Birds. B-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go, Birds. Peace.
Chuck, great call, man. Speaking of great calls, Merrill and Mike had a bunch of them last night. Let's listen to how it sounded here on WIP. A thrilling Eagles victory. A dominant performance by all phases of the team. Merrill and Mike called it. We're going to need a montage.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
If the Eagles are going to have the best conference record and number one seed, this game against the Rams is a big game.
Hurts back to Barkley. And Barkley just drags people with him. Back to Barkley again. Barkley takes it to the outside. He's at the 35 and steps out of bounds at the 30. I don't know how he regained his balance. He looked like he was about to hit the ground. He was like at a 90-degree angle. Hurts this time gives off to Barkley, who tries to sweep, comes across the 30, carries people down with him. Boy, is he tough. Hurts. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught for a touchdown! A.J. Brown! Stafford backpedals. Here comes the rush. He's hit! They've got him! BG. Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham! He never saw him coming, Mike.
Unbelievable job. Off the edge by Brandon Graham.
We have reached the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 13-7. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
He was shot out of a cannon.
He fires, he completes it, and running is Barkley down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15.
He's a hell of a player. He's the best in the league. He's the best at what he does.
It goes to Gainwell. He wiggles to the 5. He's into the touchdown. He's in for the touchdown.
You're not going
to
lose a lot with Kenny G.
Stafford hands off inside and getting trapped and dropped and thrown back this time is William.
Brandon Graham once again, Merrill. He's the first guy there. He's the disruptor. It's BG getting into the Rams' backfield once again.
Back goes Stafford. Here comes the rush. They've got him again. There is Milton Williams.
Yeah, this offensive line cannot block the Eagles' bigs up front.
He gets it to Barkley, who cuts outside. Uh-oh. He's at the 40, the 50, uh-oh, the 40. He's going to go again. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards.
How good is that guy?
That is an all-time Eagles record. Breaking the record of Shady McCoy. He didn't break it. He buried it. Oh, my goodness. And the final score, the Eagles 37, the Rams 20.
Well, just an absolutely historic, historic performance by Saquon last night. And I'm telling you, even if he hadn't, it would still be a dominant win. Because the Eagles in all phases, pass rush, quarterback, wide receivers, special teams, I mean, they just thoroughly decimated the Rams. And obviously, Saquon was just beyond bonanza. All right, so Ray Dittinger in a moment. Before we get to that, and of course, I'll remind you, you can join us, 215-592-9494. A couple Saquon facts, just to set the stage for what last night represented and what the rest of the season could represent. All right, let's start with this fact. With 1,392 rushing yards, and that's what he's got right now through 10 games, John, 1,392.
Right.
Excuse me, 11 games. 1392.
He had six left.
He right now is fifth for the Eagles' single season rushing. So the all-time Eagles season single rushing leader is LeSean at 1607. Saquon, barring injury, is going to blast past that. So he trails LeSean, Wilbert, Ricky, and another Wilbert, you know, season. So Saquon, obviously, barring injury, is going to finish with the highest total in Eagles team history for a single season. Now let's talk about game history. Saquon last night had the ninth most yards ever as a running back in an NFL game at 255 last night. Eight have been higher than him. Adrian Peterson holds the record at 296. He did that back in 2007. Saquon last night came 41 yards from the all-time record in pro football history for a single game. Now, let's get to where the conversation is also starting to move, John. Single-season NFL rushing record. Here's the reality. Through 11 games, Saquon, 1392. He is on pace for 2151. If he gets to that, he will set the NFL single-season rushing record, which is held and has been held now for 40 years by Eric Dickerson.
2105 or
something? 2105. So Dickerson, 2105 back in 84. Now, reminder to those, perhaps if you're young and don't know, that was when, well, you should know, that was when the NFL had 16 games. Saquon obviously will have the advantage of 17, you know, if he can play them all. But Dickerson, 2105.
He can get to 2106 in five games.
No, he can. He needs 714 yards in six games to break it. So the 2,000-yard backs through the years have been, I'm going from top to bottom, Dickerson, Adrian Peterson, Jamal Lewis, Barry Sanders, Derrick Henry, Terrell Davis, Chris Johnson, and of course the OG is OJ. O.J. Simpson getting to 2,003 yards in a 14-game season. He's the only one to do it in 14 games. Saquon, obviously, the advantage of three extra games. But he has a real shot now for the all-time single-season rushing record. All right.